everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald joined alongside by Jake Ricker with you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Hammond Stadium, Lee Health Sports Complex in Fort Myers, Florida, getting you set for tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and homestanding Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Tonight we bring you game four of a six-game series with our new first pitch time scheduled for 9 p.m. We had some weather in the area around 6 o'clock. That meant we were not going to start on time at 7. And eventually the weather has cleared out and we are green light for 9 p.m., which means by league rules, this is now going to be a 7-inning game. We'll keep hammering that point home throughout the broadcast, but we're not going to play 9 innings. We're going to play 7 innings tonight with the 9 o'clock start. And for the Mets, better late than never, not only to play this game tonight, but also to try to get a strong finish to the last portion of this season. Quite frankly, folks, this has not been a good week for St. Lucie in the buildup to the postseason. Mets had a shaky first half of the game on Tuesday, didn't win the second half of the game 7-0 over the final 4 innings to run away with an 11-6 victory, but then lost 3-2 on a walk-off Wednesday, lost 6-3 yesterday. The offense has seemingly dried up. The pitching is walking a lot of guys, so not the direction the Mets are hoping to trend as they go towards Daytona next week and the playoff series. But today's a new day. We'll see if the team can rally and put together a good 1 through 7 inning performance, which they have not done yet. We bring Jake Ricker back in the fold. Jake, thank you for coming along, and no thank you for bringing the rain with you.
Well, Adam, I'm happy to be back. I am sorry that I brought all the weather down with us, and we have to start here at 9 o'clock. But, hey, it's exciting to be back. It's a big game for the Mets, as you mentioned, to try and get back on track, playing great baseball, because this is the time. This is where you got to get hot, get ready for the postseason, and really get into that mentality before it's too late. And next thing you know, you got to play a really good Daytona Tortugas team who has been playing some fantastic baseball. Great change for the Mets to do that today. Truman Pauly on the mound, excited to see what he can do. We've seen a lot of stuff from him that's looked really good, just has to find that consistency. I think he'll be able to do it tonight.
Mets come in to today's game with the 76-52 record, 42-21 in the second half. The Mets have lost back-to-back road games for the first time since late June. Only the second time in the second half they've lost consecutive road games. Fort Myers, meanwhile, playing better baseball. They've won 5 of 8 after a losing streak of 13 games in August. They are 51-72 overall, 24-35 in the second half. We know now the playoffs are all set. The Mets winning the East last Friday. Daytona clinched the wild card on Tuesday. Daytona's won 5 games in a row. Meanwhile, out in the West Division, Lakeland has a 2-game lead on Clearwater. 2.5, actually. Clearwater was had a canceled game today against Tampa. But Clearwater yesterday wrapped up the wild card. So Lakeland wrapped up a playoff spot. I think Clearwater technically can still beat Lakeland and win the second half. But if they can't catch the Flying Tigers, Clearwater will be the wild card team. So it'll be Lakeland versus Clearwater in the West, St. Lucie versus Daytona in the East. Games around the Florida State League today. Palm Beach is beating Daytona right now 7-5 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona has won 5 in a row. Lakeland crushing Jupiter 9-1. Dunedin is at Bradenton with a 3-1 lead in the 8th inning. And again, Tampa and Clearwater canceled. Our game is set for 9 o'clock. It'll be 7 innings long. Pitching matchup in today's game. Jake mentioned Truman Pauly. It'll be his third start for St. Lucie. He had the rough one in his first pro outing, but then last Sunday over at Clover Park, he pitched 2 perfect innings. So he definitely had a good bounce back, used the fastball more frequently. He is 21 years old from Los Angeles, California, drafted by the Mets in the 12th round out of Harvard. He's got good stuff. Hopefully he will continue that ramp up. We'll see how many innings he's able to pitch tonight and if he can build himself up more to pitch some innings in the postseason. Starting pitcher for Fort Myers, it's a lefty, but the Mets much better against lefty starting pitchers on the road than they are at home. Carpenter, 21 years old from Wisconsin. He was drafted by the Twins last summer out of Madison Community College in Wisconsin. He has spent his entire season in the Florida State League. He's 0-6 with a 5.18 ERA, 17 games, 16 starts for Carpenter. That's now four consecutive days the Mighty Muscles are throwing a college-drafted pitcher from last year. And again, the St. Lucie Mets have none of those guys left, so that's just an interesting way that the two organizations approach it. We'll say the starting pitcher for Fort Myers, all three games, they've done really well, knowing that it's probably their last outings of the season. We'll see if the Mets can find success against Carpenter, the lefty, tonight. Starting lineup, we'll start with the Mets. Leading off and playing second is Mitch Voit, back in the lineup after an off day yesterday. Trey Snyder is going to bat second and DH. Antonio Jimenez will bat third. He's the shortstop. Randy Guzman has a triple, double, and single in this series. He bats cleanup. He's in right. A.J. Salgado at first base, heading fifth. Diverson Gutierrez will hit sixth. He's the catcher. Sam Biller back in action. He's in center field, hitting seventh. Kevin Villasencio starting the second straight game. And for Sam Robertson, he's batting ninth, third straight day in the ninth spot. And he's now played in three different positions. For Fort Myers, the newcomers, Bruin Agbayani and Quentin Young, the high school draft picks by the Twins this July, are batting 1-2 again. No Emmanuel Rodriguez on AAA rehab tonight. Jacob McCombs, off the injured list, is going to bat third and play center. Enrique Jimenez will do the catching. He hits cleanup. Eduardo Beltre is in right field, hitting fifth. Ryan Sprock, big game last night. The go-ahead three-run homer off Daviel Hurtado back in the lineup. He also had a base-loaded walk yesterday, 4 RBI for him. He's in left field batting sixth. J.P. Smith is batting seventh. He's at first base. Brian Acuna, the younger brother Ronald Acuna and Luis Angel Acuna, will bat eighth. He's at second. Ian Doherty, who hit a home run yesterday to get the fun started for the Mighty Muscles, back in the lineup today, batting ninth. Managers just completed their plate meeting. Luis Rivera for the Mets, Seth Feldman, first-year manager for Fort Myers. Umpires for tonight's game, it is Cameron Jones calling balls and strikes behind home plate, and Jarvis Warren is the base umpire, and right now they are both getting an update from Judd Loveland, the general manager of Fort Myers. I'm assuming it's about weather. I think we are all clear of the crowd, which had been told to vacate the stands around 6 o'clock. They've all filed back in. It's a nice crowd tonight, best of the week. Late night baseball here at Hammond Stadium. A 9 o'clock start in a 7-inning game. The Mighty Muscles are taking the field right now in their home whites. Mets going back to the road Grays, which they won in on Tuesday. They lost in the orange jerseys Wednesday and Thursday. So our first traditional home white versus road gray matchup with the uniforms this week on a Friday night. Muscles are taking the field. The national anthem is set. The pregame show's in the books. When we come back, we'll have first pitch in game four of this six-game series between the Mets and the Mighty Muscles. Baez unloads to deep left field, and that's out of here. Bye-bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the seventh inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone. Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone! A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing! And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in, safe, and the Mets win the game! Colin Houck walks it off with the sack fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It was off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie. And the inning is over.
Balls it deep to center. Faltine running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it.
The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Mighty Muscles, who are meeting for the fourth of their six scheduled games this season. Tonight is game four of a six-game series at Lee Health Sports Complex. It's the only series between the teams this year. Mighty Muscles lead the series 2-1 after winning Thursday's game 6-3. Let's see if the Mets can avoid a three-game losing streak. They've only had one of those in this second half, in which they posted a 42-21 record. On the mound for Fort Myers is Michael Carpenter, a 21-year-old left-handed pitcher who has spent all season with the Muscles. This is his first game since August 29th at Dunedin, where he was touched up for four runs on six hits in four innings. He's posted a 5.95 ERA in the month of August. And this will be his first September start. In his last three games, he's combined to give up a total of 14 runs. So we'll see if the Mets, who historically this season have had trouble against lefties, can try to solve him. Mitch Voit, of course, has had a big series. He's going to lead it off. He had the great Tuesday night where he had three hits and reached base all five times. He had two more hits and two more steals on Wednesday. Got a rest day yesterday. We'll see if he can supercharge this Mets offense, which scored 11 runs on Tuesday, including seven of the final four innings, but only five runs combined on Wednesday and Thursday. And you know by now, the Mets, they got to get to that magic number of five runs to basically get the win. They've won games scoring less than five runs, but the percentage shoots up greatly when they get the five plus. All right, here's the first pitch coming from Carpenter to Voit. It's a fastball for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch at 9:02. It is 82 degrees, and well, it's hard to tell, but I'm going to say cloudy right now. It's fully dark.
Pitch black.
Yeah, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the game. Let's make it a good one, and it's going to be a short one as Voit swings and misses. This is the second straight year, Jake, we've had a seven-inning game because we've started it so late, and both times have been in Fort Myers. I think that's the only two times in my St. Lucie broadcasting career I can remember. It's a Fort Myers thing. You can't get away with the weather here. 0-2 pitch coming, and Voit will swing and foul it away. Or did he miss, and it was dropped? He missed. It was dropped by the catcher, Jimenez. But Voit has surrendered himself. He'll go back to the dugout on the strikeout, swinging.
Now, Voit has been really good in this week. Thought maybe that he had gotten a piece of that one, but he swung through it and first strikeout of the game for Carpenter.
It was a slider and a good one. So Trey Snyder got off to a really rough start, 0 for his first nine this week, but has gotten better the last couple of games. He takes a strike, had the late walk on Wednesday, and then yesterday started the game with a single, a steal, and a run. And the Mets had a 2-0 lead, three batters into the game yesterday, as Carpenter throws this pitch that's pop foul down the right side. Running towards it is Beltre, and he makes a good catch, reaching up over his head, dancing on the warning track as he is able to snag it and navigate that padded wall over there and the tarp as well. Crowd claps with approval. Two up, two down.
Well, it's not easy to do, to hustle over there like he did. Get your arm up while coming in, trying to avoid the netting and crashing into the tarp all at the same time. Really nice catch.
About the high-stepping you did there. So two up, two down. Antonio Jimenez takes a pitch for a ball. Jimenez yesterday, big first inning. The single, an RBI, two stolen bases, and a run. He looked like a man possessed after a tough Wednesday. As this pitch is a ball low. Now, I think, you know, that was probably the most surprising thing about yesterday's game is the Mets, a 2-0 lead, three batters in the game, and that was basically it for the offense. Had the makings in the first 5 minutes of a huge night. But all was quiet after that, only one more run the rest of the way. That kind of got overshadowed by the fact the pitching was sloppy with 10 walks, three wild pitches, and a hit batter. At the end of all that, a poorly played game by the Mets, they only lost 6-3. As this pitch is swung on and missed, this was not some 11-1 defeat. But I think it did leave a sour taste in everybody's mouth, really the last two nights. You go back to the walk-off on Wednesday, which maybe the Mets lose that game eventually, but they should not have lost it on the play they did, the missed call at home plate. But either way, trying to shake that last couple of games off as Jimenez waits on this 2-2 pitch from Carpenter. And he rolls it foul over to the Fort Myers dugout side.
And listen, I know, I think we what that shows in these last couple of games for the Mets is they definitely have the talent. They've got a lot of great guys that can do a lot of great things. They just have to find that consistency here down the stretch before they get into the postseason.
2-2 on Jimenez. Carpenter's pitch is outside. Well, I talked about it on Tuesday in the postgame show that, you know, Fort Myers looked like a team, you know, having a terrible season that would struggle this week to put together 9 complete innings. Well, give them credit. They've come very close the last two nights, a bump in the road here or there, but it's the Mets who have not been able to put a 9-inning game together this week. As Jimenez draws ball 4 on a cutter away, and he will go down to first.
That's a really good take. Cutter just outside of the strike zone. Didn't miss by much, but Jimenez able to lay off and draw the walk.
That was a challengeable pitch, but Myers opted not to. It did appear to be out. Now Jimenez has stolen 4 bases in this series. Randy Guzman at the plate. Love to get in the scoring position for Randy. The first pitch comes home, and it's a ball, and it crosses up. The catcher, it looked like Jimenez, and now the Mets Jimenez will scamper up to second. It's a wild pitch. As Enrique Jimenez could not block it, and it trickled away behind the batter's box.
Well, this is just what the doctor ordered here for the Mets. After 2-up, 2-down, you get Jimenez into scoring position and Guzman, who can change the game with 1 swing.
Guzman 3-for-11 this week. He's a homer away from the cycle in a series. Swings through a fastball and it's 1-1. He was going for the home run there. He tripled on Tuesday, he doubled on Wednesday, and then he had a single yesterday. It was in the first inning. Kind of microcosm of the game. Mets had 3 hits in the first 4 batters, and the other batter had a sack fly, and not much else the rest of the way. This pitch is swung through and missed. The fastball at 92 from Carpenter. Carpenter shown fastball low 90s, a cutter in the mid-80s, and a slider in the low 80s. 1-2 on Guzman. Carpenter working from the left side of the rubber. The pitch up and in, another fastball at 93. 2-2. No score, 2 outs. Jimenez on second base. Mets trying to grab a first inning lead like they did yesterday. Carpenter set, takes a look back to second. Jimenez trying to steal third. Pitch comes home. It swung on and missed. Guzman is tagged out by Jimenez. Now, no, he missed the tag. Throws down to first. There's the strikeout. So a couple of strikeout swingings, and Jimenez is stranded on second base. The Mets come up empty in their half of the first at the plate. Take a quick break. We'll return with Truman Pauly from Harvard on the mound.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stlucymets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Truman Pauly on the mound for St. Lucie, the Mets' 12th round pick out of Harvard this summer. He was the first drafted college pitcher to make his way over to St. Lucie. He started last series opener against Lakeland. Couldn't make it out of the first inning on a Tuesday, but was brilliant. Two perfect innings on Sunday. This is his first road start. He'll face a couple of young guns, Bruin Agbayani and Quinton Young, right out of the chute here. The draft picks for the Twins out of the high school ranks. And Agbayani has just been dinged for an automatic strike won by Cameron Jones, the umpire. Pitch clock violation. So Pauly will begin this at bat with an 0-1 count. Sure, all the pitchers wish they could get such things. Fastball at 90, outside for ball one. A long wait for both Pauly and Carpenter. The 7:05 scheduled first pitch turned into 9:02. Fastball for a strike at the knees. It never really rained that much. It was the lightning they were worried about.
Only had that light drizzle for a little bit. That was pretty much it when it came to the rain.
Could have played through it as this ball is served high in the sky to center field, right to Biller. Sam underneath makes the catch, and Agbayani is out. Well, I found this out many times over the years calling Florida State League games, that each operation when it comes to the weather is different. And Fort Myers, it's real conservative, and there's a lot of delays. Over here, we found that over the years, where back home at St. Lucie, our crew, our modus operandi is really to power through. Roll the dice and try to power through. And I'd say it's a 180 on this side over this ballpark. They are very safe, which, not saying that we're not safe, like literally like safe, but they're conservative is probably the best word to describe it.
Well, we did have some big lightning strikes right over the ballpark for a little while.
And that's 1-1 pitch. Nothing that was, I don't think anything within 4 or 5 miles. Maybe just a tick underneath as Quinton Young swings and misses. But the 7:05, you know, none of this really happened until around 6. Just after 6 at that point, if we're at Clover Park, we're underway. So in, as this ball is swung on and missed, and there goes Quinton Young. He strikes out. So Pauly, 2-up, 2-down. And that makes it 8 consecutive batters retired going back to his last outing. But I think the 7 o'clock start kind of brought in the bad weather. If they had, if this game was scheduled for 6, you'd probably get it going. And, Fort Myers, the lone holdout in the Florida State League, starting game 7 o'clock or later. Everybody now earlier than that in the 6:30 range. We go 6:10. Now, tomorrow on Saturday night will be 6:05 here. And then Sunday, the noon game. They're sticking with that weekday 7:05 first pitch time here. Alone holdouts in the FSL. When I first started, everybody was past 7 o'clock. Here's a ground ball sharply hit. Backhanded stop by Jimenez. He throws to first, and McCombs is out by a step. Nice play on the backhand by Antonio. Out there by second base. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Truman Pauly. He's now pitched 3 consecutive perfect innings in his last 2 outings. No score after 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile. And we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Well, the kiddos here at Hammond Stadium really enjoying themselves in the outfield grass berm beyond the left field wall, running around out there playing tag, chasing baseballs. Got a couple of yellow shirt security guards monitoring the situation. I give them credit. We've only had one ball this week escape from there onto the field. And tonight there might be. Their version of Kenny will have to make sure it doesn't happen. A.J. Salgado having a good series. He fouls away the first pitch he sees here. Salgado hitting .364 on the week. Only Juan doing better. He's 4 for 11. Two doubles, an RBI and a walk. A couple of stolen bases as well. He takes this pitch from Carpenter low. Tonight he draws a tough matchup with the lefty Carpenter. We're scoreless in the second inning of a seven-inning game. If you missed that one, that's league rules. You start a game after 9 o'clock, can only play seven. And the check swing, Salgado on appeal, went around. He probably could use the check swing challenge and overturn that, but he won't. Too late now anyways.
Maybe playing a little safe side, don't want to use it too early in the game. Although only seven innings this time, so.
1-2, breaking ball, stays up. Yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. We've done seven-inning games before but this season, but as part of doubleheaders. Today, this is it. 2-2 pitch. Salgado hits a big bouncer to the first base side, and it gets through for a hit. Well, Smith, the first baseman, made a straight beeline to the bag. Didn't even reach over to get it. There was no shot that Acuna, the second baseman, would get there. So I'm a little surprised. That appeared to be the first baseman's ball, and he bailed on it immediately.
There's definitely a chance that he would have been able to get this ball. It would have been close, but definitely would have had an opportunity. Instead, it's a free base hit for Salgado.
So Salgado, another hit this week. He's up to five. That leads the team. Well, tied with Voit. Oh, I forgot Mitch down there as this ball's fouled away. I'm looking at the stats for the week, and Voit's the last name with the V. So he's having the best week.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
5 for 8 for Mitch. First 5 for 9 now that he struck out in the first.
First pro home run.
Yep, that got a lot of attention on social media. When your first round draft pick hits his first home run, that seems to be an enjoyable experience for the fans on the channels. 0-1 home to Diverson. He grounds it to third. Young will just lob to first in time to get Gutierrez. Salgado safely up to second, and that's a nice adjustment by Quentin Young, who yesterday made a bad error trying to backhand flip a ball from short to the second base bag for a force out. This time he looks to second. You can tell he wanted to throw there, but just gets the guaranteed out at first.
Yeah, that's sometimes just the best play you can do, take the out when necessary.
Sam Biller will bat. Lefty-lefty matchup. No score. One out. Salgado won second. And they'll take a look back at him. Mets have gone crazy on the bases this week. 21 steals in three games. Twice caught, once picked off. First pitch comes home to Biller, and it's a ball outside. Jake, Sam Biller has been named the beer batter of the game. That means if he strikes out, these fans are going to get the chance for $2 Coors Lights for 15 minutes.
Just be extra motivation for Biller, trying to spoil the fun.
Well, Simone Juan did a nice job a couple of nights ago to spoil the fun. Yesterday, Kevin Villavicencio in his first at-bat struck out on three pitches, and he was a fan favorite. This ball gets away from the catcher Jimenez, but not far enough. Salgado didn't see it, and he wanders back to second. ball two on Biller.
It's got to be a weird feeling for guys. Come up to the plate, you strike out, you're a little frustrated, and you hear one of the loudest ovations you've ever heard. You know, you're used to fans being happy when you're on the road and you know the pitcher gets a strikeout, but then you must be walking back to the dugout thinking, what's going on?
Oh, they know. Swing and a miss on a fastball, especially deeper in the series you get. And they know what the beer batter is. Got to wait for when they get to strike two. Whenever they get a strike, so I'm surprised they didn't play the sound drop, they start doing the Homer Simpson beer, 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 beer. Surprised we didn't get it there. 2-1 pitch. Inside with the slider for ball three. This is going the opposite direction for Carpenter. You'd think, I guarantee you the folks in the press box who picked the guy out of the lineup chose Biller on purpose because he's a lefty against a left-handed starter.
Yeah, they try to get the fans as many opportunities.
Fastball for a strike at the knees, full count. Meanwhile, the guy running concessions who's checking his margins nightly at the end of the season is probably like, you know, can you get, there it is. There's the sound drop. And the concessions guy's like, maybe pick some guy who has a low strikeout rate. 3-2 coming. Salgado looks like he might want to steal. He draws a look. The pitch comes home, and Biller hits a ground ball right to Young, who's going to check Salgado. Throw to first. Biller's out. Salgado going over to third base. The throw to gets him. Trickles away. Salgado is trying to come home. Young picks it up. He fires to the plate. He manages scoops and drop the ball. Salgado is safe. 1-0 Mets. A.J. Salgado making a trip around the bases. Aggressive running. Goes second to third on the throw to first and then scampers home as the throw to third escaped and trickled away. And, oh, Quentin Young, this was a sharp throw on a one-hop home, but Jimenez just could not dig it out. And it looked like home plate umpire Cameron Jones was ready to call Salgado out until he saw the ball was not in the mitt.
Just a lot happening on that play. Really nice job by Salgado to hustle all around the bases once he saw that ball had gotten away at third base. I think it was going to be a close play, maybe Salgado being out at third, but it trickles away. And Salgado, with a good hustle, got up right away to get home. Exciting first inning.
Here's a shot into left center by Vivasencio. It's tracked by McCombs. He makes the catch, and that will retire the side. The Mets score an unearned run. It looks like that's going to be a throwing error on the first baseman, Smith, back across the third base. That allows Salgado to come on in. A 1-0 Mets midway through the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. In these seven-inning games, very important to strike first and play with the lead. The Mets had the lead yesterday, first run of the game, and it did not win. Fort Myers scored first on Tuesday, did not win. So only one time the team that scored first win over the first three games. That was Wednesday. Truman Pauly going back to Sunday has retired nine straight batters. Here he will face Enrique Jimenez, switch hitting catcher. First pitch is a ball outside. Mets, when they score first on the road, are 32-6. It was 32-5 until yesterday. So this pitch is a ball low. Some trends have been bucked for the Mets over the last couple of games with losing on the road. Out hitting their opponent two straight days on the road and losing both. That's a rare case. This pitch goes low. It's ball three on Jimenez. Losing on a Wednesday on the road. But the Mets started this season 7-0 on the Wednesday road games and finished the season 0-2 on Wednesdays on the road. 3-0 pitch coming to Jimenez, and he will swing away and foul it in front of home plate for strike one. But here's the big one, Jake. The Mets on Friday on the road are 10-1. 10-1. So certainly they have to win tonight.
That would definitely be the hope that the Mets can get right back on track and keep that trend going. Those are ones that you want to keep going, not the struggles that against left-handed pitchers at home. Those are the trends you want to buck.
Pitch is high for ball four. And so ends a nice streak of nine straight retired for Pauly over two games. So Jimenez will go down to first as the tying run. Mets, when they face a left-handed pitcher at home, 0-11, 10-7 on the road. And everything's been better on the road this season. I had to look it up today. I could not remember off the top of my head, when I do so many of these games, when's the last time the Mets lost back-to-back road games? You got to go back to June 28th and 29th. That was the first really full week of the second half. They dropped a weekend to Jupiter. It was Jake's fault. I think he did. He did the Sunday game. Couldn't get him off the hook.
Everything's my fault.
Yeah. Certainly the weather. You got to take the blame for that one. You knew that was coming. Pitches a ball inside on Beltre, and it's 2-0. So all of a sudden, here Truman Pauly is throwing seven pitches in the inning, only six strikes. He only threw nine pitches in the entire first inning. We've seen this week. Mets pitchers throwing strikes and all of a sudden not. As this one's outside, 3-0 with the slider. And it's just come and gone. It did for Chirinos and Hurtado. Those are guys who don't walk a lot. And they both walked four. Just bouts of fighting wildness.
Well, I keep using the word consistency, but that's truly what it's been for this Mets team.
And there's ball four up and in on a fastball, and Beltre, the way he approached that pitch, he had no interest at all. He just literally stood there. So that's back-to-back walks issued by Pauly to start the second inning. And that's going to draw out a jogging Luis Alvarado. Usually Luis a little slower out there, but he made a beeline.
Well-timed after Pauly, who got a 1-2-3 inning in the first inning and then back-to-back walk, something clearly up, just trying to settle him back down so he can get back into the strike zone and doing what he does best.
Well, Mets had a one-run lead yesterday, and Hurtado walked back-to-back batters, which brought up Ryan Sprock, and he had a three-run homer. And all of a sudden, a one-run lead was a two-run deficit. And news coming to the plate right here. One, Ryan Sprock, who the Mets terrorized on Tuesday as he was catching, and the Mets stole 11 bases on him. He made an error. He had three pass balls. It's a bad night, but give him credit, a four RBI game yesterday to get his revenge. And Pauly nearly hits him on the first pitch. Mets already have action in the bullpen. All these college pitchers, we know, they're not out there for a long time. Pauly's approaching his 20th pitch overall, 11th this inning. And he's no closer to finding the strike zone. Goes down with a cutter, 2-0. It's only one strike thrown this inning. He has lost the zone.
Now, this is a spot for Pauly where he's just going to have to find a way to get one over, even if Sprock's going to be able to hit it hard, just to get some kind of confidence back to find that release point, get it over the zone. That's the most important thing.
Looks back to second. A lot of moving going on out there. Throws a fastball. That one does just get in. And Sprock shot a look back to the umpire. Didn't like the call. And when I say just get in, if it had been challenged by Sprock, he would have lost, but it would have been razor close. Big bouncing ball out to second. Voigt will field it. Step on second. Throw to first. Double play. In the nick of time, Mitch Voigt had a decision to make. Try to hand it off to Jimenez or take it himself and throw. And as he stepped on second base, he was releasing the ball. It's a double play off the bat of Sprock. Jimenez will go to third, but this inning, with the 2-0 count on Sprock and two on and nobody out, changes big time.
There was just a little bit of hesitation there by Voigt. He made the right decision and made another excellent defensive play. We've seen him doing that for the last 2 weeks now. And that is a huge, huge double play. And for Pauly, well, look what happened. He got the strike just in the zone, kind of found that release point a little bit, got his confidence back, threw another fastball right over the plate, gets a double play.
Well, if a goalpost and a crossbar is a goalie's best friend, a double play ball is a pitcher's best friend. Now he's only one good pitch away from getting out of this inning with the lead. Has work to do, though. He just threw ball one up in and on J.P. Smith. And Smith hits a bouncing ball to third. This is stabbed by Robertson. The throw is good. Right there to Salgado. And the inning is over. Back-to-back walks. But a double play ball and a ground out will end the second inning. The Mets maintain the 1-0 lead after two.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
We are in the third inning, and this is Jake Ricker time now. Usually it's the fourth inning, but since it's a seven-inning game, Jake's going to do the middle three innings here, 3, 4, 5, and I will do 6 and 7. So, Jake, take it away. I'm going to watch the Brazil halftime show.
NFL getting kicked off in week one, Friday night football. We're here in St. Lucie. Mets sitting in front with a 1-0 lead. As we start the third inning, Robertson at the plate. Carpenter back out on the mound for another inning of work. Pitch into Robertson, taken for a strike just at the knees, and it's 0-1. And we'll see what this inning brings. Things tend to get a little crazier once I take over on play-by-play. 0-1
yep.
Pitch, and this one is fouled off. Count now 0-2 on Robertson. These games can be weird once you're starting so late in the day. Everybody's been sitting around for a while. I never know what you're going to get. 0-2 pitch fired high. 1-2 to Robertson. This one fired high. Count now even up at 2-2. Robertson batting 179 on the season. He's been really good in the field, especially at third base. Made a couple of really nice throws. Would like to get that batting average up. This is the time to do it. right before the postseason. Took a timeout here, now back into the batter's box. And a 2-2 count. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for a strike three. Carpenter gets Robertson to go down swinging. That is out number one here in the third. Really nice pitch from Robertson, just high fastball. Gets him to chase out of the zone. So Carpenter with the strikeout for the first out. And now Mitch Voigt as we get back to the top of the lineup for St. Lucie. First time through, just one hit for the Mets coming from A.J. Salgado. Voigt swings and misses through a cutter at 83. And he's behind 0-1. Carpenter from the edge of the rubber. Pitch, Voigt sends it back into right. That's down for a base hit. Just over the head of Acuna. And Mitch Voigt is aboard first safely with a single.
Number 10, Trey Snyder.
Slider, middle part of the zone. Mitch Voigt, nice clean swing. Got his hands down and drove that ball into right center. So the runner on first and one out. It's now Trey Snyder at the plate. 0-for-1 popped out in the first inning. Pickoff move over to first base. Voigt is back in. Carpenter knows the Mets have been a big stolen bases team really all year long. And especially in this series, wants to try and keep Voigt over there at first base. Pitch to Snyder, taking four, called strike. Sinker at 91 finds his own. One pitch. Beautiful stadium here in Fort Myers, the home of the Twins during spring training. 0-1 pitch, called strike. It's 0-2 to Snyder. This is my first time here. Adam, of course, has been here a lot more than I have, but I get to experience the ballpark for the first time. Got some outfield seating. The berm area that we talked about earlier with all the kids running around right now. Great place to watch a ball game. 0-2 to Snyder. Misses inside. Ball one. And we have a TV in this broadcast booth that shows the Mighty Muscles broadcast. So we get to see that for replays and all that fun stuff. But right now, they're showing that they're doing an interview right now with their head of security. 1-2 pitch from Snyder, and this one is hit in the air, and it will fall in for a base hit right in between three Mighty Muscles. Now it's misplayed. Into third base is Voigt. And a single puts runners on the corners. Snyder just sent that ball shallow right center and fell in between McCombs, Beltre, and Acuna. And then I believe it was Beltre who had a little trouble picking that ball up, and it got away from him, which allowed Voigt to get to third easily. He was already taking a turn and thinking about getting to third, but that basically guaranteed him reaching safely. So now runners on the corners with one out for Antonio Jimenez, who drew the walk in the first inning. Takes the first pitch slider for a strike. Back to my story. The Mighty Muscles broadcast is interviewing their head of security. And I laugh because, of course, as we all know, if you've watched any St. Lucie Mets games at Clover Park, Adam and Kenny. Snyder is running, pitches low. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Voigt never went over at third base. He held, but it's a stolen base for Snyder. And now two runners into the scoring position. Maybe I should talk about this more often. A lot of action has happened every time I've tried to talk about it. So the Mets now, two runners that can score off a base hit from Jimenez. And again, a laugh because they're interviewing their head of security, and Kenny would tell us that he doesn't get that kind of treatment from Adam back at Clover Park. 1-1 from Carpenter. Jimenez fouls it off on a late swing. Count now 1-2. Randy Guzman sitting on deck for the Mets. Two big-time hitters right in the 3-4 spot for St. Lucie. Then you have Salgado. Already has a base hit today. So this is a big opportunity for St. Lucie to really open up this game, only in front 1-0, and really make an impact in a 7-inning game. 1-2 pitch, and this one misses. Yeah, no, even a 2-2 slider that very close on the outside part of the plate. According to the ABS system, it looked like that one did clip the zone, but no challenge coming. So it's a 2-2 count. Carpenter winds and fires. Jimenez sends it high in the air over right field side. Racing in is Beltre sliding, making the catch for the out. Tagging from home. Here comes the throw. It's in time. Voit tagged out at home, and the Mets are unable to capitalize. A double play ends the inning. Pop fly from Jimenez into right. Beltre with a great running catch and a great throw home to get the double play. So it's still 1-0 Mets as we get to the bottom of the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. This is number 26, Wilson Lopez. And we'll take over on the mound for Pauly. As I had mentioned earlier, college pitcher not going to pitch a lot of innings. This pitch in for a called strike to Acuna. And now 0-1. Lopez 1-0 pitch. This one bounced on the ground right to Mitch Voit. He'll step and throw to first. That's in time for the first out of the innings. Acuna is retired.
Now adding to the mighty muscles, number 31, Ian Doherty.
We'll step to the batter's box. Doherty batting 200 on the season. Facing against Lopez here in the bottom of the third. Pitch on the way and fire just inside. One ball, no strikes. So Lopez entering the game with an 8 ERA so far this season. 1-0 pitch, called strike at the knees, evens the count. Lopez 8 2/3 here in 2025 for St. Lucie. 9 walks, 7 strikeouts. Third season with the team. 1-1, fire just over the head of Dobby. 2 balls and a strike now. Lopez tries to reset. Well, for Lopez, he got off to a rough start after giving up 3 and 5 earned runs in his first two. For 8 total, here's a swing and a miss. Even the count up at 2 and 2. But since then, just one run and no earned runs. He has been really solid on the mound for St. Lucie as that late middle reliever. Pitch on the way, and this one's fired low. Count will now run full. And the Mets will be looking for that type of guy, late reliever, that can come into games, really shut things down after the starter exits. And Lopez figures to potentially be that guy for the Mets in the playoffs. A guy that doesn't go long into games, usually one, maybe close to two innings. And he loses Audie here on the walk as he'll head down to first base on the free pass. But again, Lopez, who has not given up a earned run, getting all the way back to April. If you keep that up, that'll be really important help for St. Lucie heading into this postseason. Runner on first, one out. And a pitch clock violation here? We do. It is strike one to Agbayani. Start 0-1. Second pitch clock violation that we've seen today against hitters. 0-1 pitch. This one's fired low and inside. It's a count 1-1. And now Gutierrez is going to head out to the mound and have a chat with Lopez. I don't think that they were on the same page on that last pitch. He wants to make sure that they are synced up. 1-1 count here against Agbayani. Runner on first and one out. A 1-0 ball game. St. Lucie out in front, scoring that run as A.J. Salgado hustled home on the throwing error from first base. Able to get home after reaching third base. In front, 1-0. They're out hitting Fort Myers right now, 3-0. That category is looking good. Lopez long hold here after the mound visit. 1-1. Pitch fired inside again. Gutierrez had to kind of jump over to his right to make that catch. Two balls and a strike. So again, just as Adam was talking about with Truman Pauly, inconsistent for the Mets pitchers right now. This one's fouled off into the seats. Evens the count at 2-2. And they're going to have to find that consistency quick before you play game one against Daytona, which will be in Daytona. And the Tortugas, who are playing great baseball right now, actually have the only 5.5 back now. St. Lucie and first place. 2-2 pitch misses and it's ball three. Of course, the Mets have clinched the division. Daytona cannot catch them, but out of time, they were over 9.5 games. Up and Daytona has whittled that number down. That just shows you how good Daytona has been. Payoff pitch misses low, ball four. And it's a walk to put runners on first and second. Ronnie heads down to first base. After the first out, two straight walks, and this will draw another mound visit from pitcher coach Bruce Alvarado, which we saw him do after the two walks issued by Pauly in the second. Tough break for the Mets after getting that first out. Sitting in front 1-0, and then you issue two straight walks. Just puts things in a tougher spot, especially in a 7-inning game. Don't have nearly as much time to overcome mistakes like this.
Yeah, and Jake, the disappointing part and the frustrating part really is that last night the Mets walked 10 batters. You know they want to do better tonight. Well, Doherty's the ninth batter of the game for Fort Myers. So that means four walks first time through the lineup the very next day. That's going the wrong direction again.
Something they're going to have to clean up. Those last few games, they want a shot at winning a championship this year. Right now, focused at the plate here against Young. Pitch from Lopez fired right in for a called strike. Cutter at 91. I think that was the message from Alvarado, was just saying, hey, get this pitch over the strike zone. Trust your stuff here. 0-1, and that's fouled back.
And we know Lopez got good stuff. Cutter at 92. The fastball can get up to 99. We know Truman Pauly is good stuff, but you know, mislocated there last inning. But the double play was very beneficial.
Well, I talked about it earlier, Adam. Lopez, who has not given up a earned run since April.
He's been a different pitcher since the demotion after the Lakeland debacle back in April.
Lopez ready here. 0-2 pitch on its way. And this falls in for a called strike three. Young goes down looking. A big strikeout after the mound visit. And that is out number two.
That's a good sequence. Fastball, cutter, and then got him with the hook.
Curveball on the outside part of that plate. Gets the called strike three. McCombs next up for Fort Myers. Two outs, two runners on. And a 1-0 St. Lucie lead. Lopez's first pitch swung on and missed. Got away there for a moment, but not far enough away for anybody to try to advance. Gutierrez on top of it. Combs 0 for 1. Grounded out in the first inning. Lopez set now. Kicks and deals. Holmes fouls it off. 0-2. Now what a difference this has been. So you go from the ground out in the first batter that Lopez faced, back-to-back walks, and then Lopez with three straight pitches strikes out Young, and now is ahead 0-2 on McCombs. Pitch on the way. Foul ball again. Combs going after the cutter low in the zone.
Yeah, when you jump ahead like this, you are more apt to get swings at pitches that are not in the strike zone because players have to protect.
Lopez would love another strikeout here to end the inning. With two runners on. 0-2 again. Called strike three. Lopez gets McCombs to go down looking, and it's back-to-back strikeouts to end the third and strand two runners. Mets out in front, 1-0 going to the fourth. It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
First game out here in Fort Myers on this late night. Mets in front, 1-0. Carpenter returns to the mound. It will be his fourth inning of work. Randy Guzman will lead it off for St. Lucie. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you. Had the late start after weather was in the area. Lots of lightning. Tarp came on the field. Sat around for a bit and then got underway with first pitch at 9 o'clock, which is why we're only playing 7 innings in today's game.
Now, in fact, we made it as deep into the series as we have without a rain delay or some delay. It was pretty impressive. Three straight days in first week of September. starting on time and playing all the way through. It's tough to do over here in Fort Myers.
Lots of rain coming off the just on the Atlantic Ocean. Usman fouls off the first pitch.
Atlantic? Gulf. You're still over there in St. Lucie time.
I'm all tied up. Don't listen to me. I was never good at geography. 0-1 pitch fouled off by Guzman. It's 0-2.
So you're no good at geography, and I'm no good at math. Put us together, and we are
great combination.
C-minus students.
But yes, the Gulf. You know, I've been in St. Lucie so long, I'm just used to the other ocean. Carpenter set here. 0-2 on its way. Guzman takes for a called strike three, an immediate challenge. And he was denied. This would have been strike three regardless. That pitch right at the top of the strike zone.
Is he denied because Cameron Jones said that was such a strike, I can't even let you challenge
well,
it?
Well, that was an immediate challenge.
It was.
Andy, so it definitely wasn't late. The Mets do have their challenges. We know that much. So I'm not sure why he was denied, but it actually works out for the Mets.
Cameron Jones's strike zone was a disaster two nights ago. I don't think he's been challenged one time tonight.
Salgado next up at the plate. He's one for one with a base hit. Swings and fouls off a fastball at 90 miles an hour. The Mets in front 1-0. They had a big opportunity in the third, but a double play prevents them from adding on. 1-1. Salgado takes for a called strike. 1-2. Both these teams have been ready to go from the start. 1-2, Salgado sends it on the ground. Acuna has it, steps, throws to first in plenty of time. It's 2-up, 2-down. Carpenter, who is cruising along through four innings right now. Meanwhile, the combination of Paulie and Lopez, even though the Mets have had a little bit of traffic on the bases, they've done a good job themselves to get through this game with efficiency.
It's been the double plays that have assisted each team. The Mets hitting into one last inning that really got that ended the inning.
Foul ball from Gutierrez here at 0-1.
And then Paulie walking two straight batters, falling behind a third batter, 2-0, gets a double play, and that gets him an opportunity to get out of the jam. So that is why the score is only 1-0.
Tonight here, Adam, at the ballpark, it is Everblades night.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Everblades, local hockey team near here. Down at the ballpark. Their mascot is out.
I saw the mascot in the hallway. He did not have his head on. He asked me if I had children. I said no. I said, this is I'm not.
Wait a minute.
I'm not stunned like they would be seeing you without the head.
Pitches in for a called strike, and now it's 1-2 on Gutierrez. Well, that's because they are on the broadcast right now.
Okay.
On
yeah.
TV. They're up there in the booth.
The muscle man, the alligator.
Pitch taken for a ball. Count evens up at 2-2.
Everblades. It's a clever name. Florida Everblades play at Hertz Arena right down the road. They are a big deal in this town.
2-2 pitch. Gutierrez sends this one in the air, right field. Trey right underneath it. He'll wait for it, make the catch. And that is the third and final out. So a quick 1-2-3 inning put together by Fort Myers. St. Lucie still out front by one.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Joe Lara. He'll take over on the mound for Lopez. Well, Lopez, who never really would go more than one inning. So Lara takes over. We'll face Jimenez at the plate to start the bottom of the fourth. Lopez able to put together one inning, giving up no runs. Did run into a little bit of trouble after the walks. No hits and two strikeouts. 1-1 here to Jimenez. Lara, 0-1 pitch. Swinging a foul ball. It's 0-2.
Yeah, but Jake, back to the Florida Everblades hockey team of the ECHL right down the road here. Massive fan following here in town, and the promotion was if you wore Everblades jersey, you got in for free or some kind of discount. I walked around the concourse, top of the fourth, third inning. A lot of folks wearing their Everblades gear tonight.
Pitch on the way inside, backs off Jimenez. Well, you know, I, as a big hockey fan myself, I love this. You know, promotes hockey down here for Florida. Fans get to show off their one of their favorite teams. Two minor league teams working together. Pitch is low here from Lara. Now the count even at 2-2.
Yeah, I remember when I worked here, there was a good relationship between the two teams. And personally, I was kind of jealous of the fandom that the Everblades had.
2-2 from Lara, and that one misses just low. Count will run full.
I went to my first year here. They were playing in the ECHL championship game, and they were hosting game one against the Las Vegas team. And I went, a sold-out packed arena, fans going nuts. I said, wow, how do we get the baseball version of that?
Minor league hockey is something that is a lot of fun to go watch. I have been to an Orlando Solar Bears game, who is the rival of the Everblades North here. We have a discussion now between the umpires. I'm not sure what this is about.
Seth Feldman, the manager for Fort Myers in the third base coach's box, was yelling at the home plate umpire, Cameron Jones, about something.
Well, and now it looks like they have just issued...
Now Louis Rivera is down to first. Yeah, Louis Rivera has been told, stay away. So it was... we get the count wrong?
That, or I don't know if they've called some kind of interference here on Gutierrez, because Gutierrez immediately popped up and had something to say to our home plate umpire, Cam Jones.
Yeah, well, Enrique Jimenez is walking down to first base, and they're not bringing him back. And Louis Rivera still has not crossed over the line, respecting the wishes of Cam Jones, who's going to talk to him.
Well,
and just flashed a thumbs up, and I think the Louis just gave the signal ball four to the dugout. Or not. No, count. I think the umpires got the count wrong, or maybe Seth Feldman did, because now Jimenez is back in the box.
Well, this all stemmed from an argument from the Fort Myers side.
Yeah, the Fort Myers manager Feldman was yelling at the umpire for something, and I'm guessing Feldman thought the count was wrong and it was ball four, but clearly the Mets didn't think so, and neither did the umpires.
Now, a little confusion there, but it sits. Oh, what is the count? I thought it was 3-2.
I'm pretty sure it's 3-2.
Pitch from Lara, and this one's fouled off. I do believe it is a 3-2 count. Jimenez still at the plate. He had to jog down to first base and then come back. Another payoff pitch fired high. This time it's definitely ball four, and that'll draw the walk. So regardless, Jimenez heads down to first base on the free pass.
and we have it tracked up here through the computer system. It was swinging strike, foul, foul, ball, and ball. So that's frustrating again. That's an 0-2 count, turns into a walk. Got to be able to finish guys off. You give up a hit, so be it. But to get ahead 0-2 and then walk a guy, that's not what you want to do.
Beltre at the plate. First pitch fired high. One ball, no strikes. He drew a walk his first time up.
Lara's been excellent for the Mets. Really, everybody that's had issues the last couple of days with the walks has been somebody you don't expect it from.
Called strike here. Evens the count at 1-1. A 1-1 count, runner on first, no outs in the inning. Lara's pitch is hit well into left field. This is going to chase back DeVincenzo. He's looking up. It's off the wall. DeVincenzo plays it on that hop. Here comes the throw back in. Holding at third is Jimenez. It's a double for Beltre.
Now this was hit on a line. Just a slider right down the middle. 85. 105.2 off the bat. Did not hit it high, but hit it so hard that it directly hit the wall in deep left center. To the point where it was so fast that the first base runner, Jimenez, was off on contact and had to be stopped at third.
So the Mets at least catch a break for now and holding both the runners at second and third, but no outs in the inning. A lot of work to do to keep this a 1-0 game. Brock at the plate takes a first pitch inside. One ball, no strikes.
Might have had a cross up there. The way Gutierrez caught it and then held it and kind of didn't throw the ball back to Lara right away.
I've seen that a couple of times where Gutierrez already has gone out to the mound. Try and get back on the same page. 1-0 pitch is fouled off. And even a 1-1. And we talked about the double plays have been a big part of this game. And keeping this a low-scoring game, the Mets could certainly use one here. Not in a position to get a double play as of right now. 1-1 pitch is fouled off.
The way that double by Beltre, that's the first hit of the game for the Muscles. Just goes to show you, for the Mets, got to throw strikes. Put themselves in too much danger walking guys. Again, they've out-hit the Mighty Muscles the last two nights. The walks have cost them dearly.
Now hitting them again here, 3-1. Now Sprock in a great opportunity to drive in two runners. Behind here, though, 1-2. Lara ready, fires home. That one dropped right in for a called strike three. Sprock will go down looking at a big strikeout for Lara.
Yeah, so Sprock, for as good as he would last night with four RBIs, has hit into a double play to kill a rally and now is struck out looking on a changeup that was right in the middle of the plate. He just did not expect that to be the pitch.
We'll be up to J.P. Smith the second now with one out. Infield has come in for St. Lucie. Trying to prevent that tying run from getting home. Pitch to Smith is fouled off. That caught Gutierrez.
Yeah, that drove some gas from the crowd, too, right off the plastic just above the face guard. Now he'll be given a moment. You know, Jake, with the Mets walking all these batters this week and really last week as well, concerning, you have to remember when we go to Daytona on Tuesday for the all-important Game 1, there is no challenge system up there. So, for better or worse, you know, if the Mets are not going to be able to save themselves from close pitches. So, you really want to be in the strike zone towards the end of this series from the pitching side.
We've seen it firsthand in this game where the Mets are throwing strikes. They've been at their best by far. Got themselves in trouble with walks. 0-1 sent high in the air. Overlooking is Salgado near the Mets dugout, reaching over, makes the catch. AJ Salgado leaned over the railing, made the grab, and hauls it in for a big out number two.
This was going to be tough right off the bat. Would it stay playable? Not a lot of foul ground over there, but Salgado, I mean, rib cage up against the padding. and leaves his feet to reach across into the dugout and pluck it back. That's a great play to help his team, and now a chance to get out of this jam with the lead.
You have two away in the inning. Acuna at the plate takes his pitch high. Nice job by Gutierrez to snag that one before it got to the backstop.
And you think about the great play made by Beltran Wright on the sliding catch and the throw home to get the double play to snuff out the Mets rally. That is of the similar makings that the Mets can finish this inning.
1-0 pitch, hard line drive and foul just over top of the Mets dugout. It's a count on 1-1. Big turn of events for the Mets after Fort Myers had two runners in scoring position with no outs. There's 1-1. This is high. Two balls and a strike to Acuna. And again, it's just been that consistency. Mets back and forth between playing really good baseball and just not hitting the basics. Pitch here in, does get in for a strike. That evens the count at 2-2. Laura, one pitch away now.
Now, Laura, that backup slider he uses, that it's called the slider, when it looks more like a curve, that is can be his best pitch. I don't think hitters believe that it's going to be in the strike zone, and it when it is, they don't swing.
2-2. This is outside. Change up at 90 miles an hour. Pretty good pitch. Just a good take from Acuna. Now you have the full count. First base is open. Two outs in the inning. Two runners on. 1-0 Mets lead. Payoff pitch. It's fired low. Ball four. Bases will be loaded now for Fort Myers. Acuna draws the walk.
It's another instance of Lara getting to a two-strike count and end up walking the batter. It happened to Jimenez, it happened to Acuna. And you got to flip one of those, and you're out of the inning.
Well, perhaps maybe one of the biggest at-bats here. Bases loaded for Fort Myers, two outs. And Doherty at the plate. He drew a walk his first time up. Take a timeout. Now stepping back in. Lara's going to have to throw strikes to get out of this inning. Still a 1-0 lead. First pitch misses inside. Well, there was that backdoor slider that he tried, but this time it can't clip the zone. Well, it might have, but no challenge coming from the Mets. According to the ABS system we have up here on the computers, did just make it in. 1-0 pitch, this one sent into center field. This one's falling down for a base hit. One run is in to score. Throw's going to go to third from Biller, not in time. It's a two-run single, and Fort Myers has taken a one-run lead.
And just a fastball left right over the middle of the plate, and Doherty did not miss it. The good, clean hit into center. That was all set up by the fact that earlier in the inning, Lara got ahead 0-2, walked a batter, got to two strikes with two outs after the great play by Salgado. Walked another batter, and you just can't do it. You just cannot walk all these guys and get away with it. The Mets didn't do it on Wednesday. They didn't do it yesterday. And now they're finding themselves trailing today because they will not throw enough strikes.
And that's why, despite Fort Myers only having two hits in the game, they have now scored two runs and taken a lead. After the walks, they were able to put at least two runners on, get the bases loaded. Biani at the plate. This pitch out of Gutierrez's glove gets away, spins and grabs it. Run comes home. Now here's the throw to second, and they have already in a rundown. Throw back to first to Salgado, and he will tag him out for the last out. But things did not go well for the Mets in this inning. Run gets home. Fort Myers now out in front here as we go to the fifth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College. My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Fort Myers has taken a 3-1 lead. They scored three runs in the fourth inning. The Mets were not able to throw enough strikes, too many walks, and then a couple of hits has put the Mighty Muscles out in front. Carpenter back at the mound. And now another discussion here between the umpires and both the team's managers. Again, not 100% sure what this is about.
Is there a...
Are they calling for the...
Yeah, weather issue, or is there a stadium issue with the lights? I'm looking around.
I haven't seen any weather either.
No. There a mound issue? Well, otherwise, I'd be talking to the ground crew, but right now... Not quite sure. Whatever is going on, I will say this game's not official. All right, Jake. Two umpires and two managers talking to each other. And I just hear I just see Lou Rivera pat his head and gives a thumbs up. Oh, is ABS down perhaps? Because they're tapping to their hats and pointing to each other. I'm getting, maybe that means that, yeah, the challenge system's down. You can't challenge. I don't know what's
going on.
It does,
and I see Devin DeYoung, the Mets hitting coach, down in their dugout talking to our guys, tapping his head again. I think it's something with the challenge system. It would make the most sense here.
Well, Jake, I had to go out in the spring training game and talk to the Major League umpires when a challenge system went down at Clover Park.
Right?
I did not. Probably my least favorite thing of spring training. Second least. Think of one more thing that bothered me in spring training.
Miller fouls off this pitch, and it's 0-1. So we will start the inning. Underway here in the fifth. Well, it's been a weird game on this Friday night. I had the long delay, and
it's been a weird game, but it's we're in the trilogy business here. Part three. It's the same game three nights in a row for the Mets. Not hitting, and their pitchers are walking a bunch of batters and paying the price for it.
I don't know, even a 1-1.
And they're hitting their opponent. And they made less errors than their opponent. Losing on the scoreboard.
1-1 pitch fouled off by Miller, now 1-2.
Yeah. Can't wait to get back to the days of seeing the Mets get the offense going and the pitchers throw strikes. It's what made this team so successful, basically coming into the series. But outside of a four-inning stretch on Tuesday, it's been rough this week.
1-2, this one swung on and missed. Made contact running down to first, dropped third strike, throw to first, completes it. Miller strikes out.
And you know what else it is? It's the fourth straight night that Fort Myers has thrown a college pitcher from last year's draft in Carpenter, and he's looking just as good as the others did.
Cruising already through four innings, only giving up the one unearned run.
That double play he got off the great sliding catch by Beltre, that has certainly got him going.
Vicencio showed bunt, pulled it back. That's in for strike one.
And that has started a stretch of five straight batters out, two strikeouts. It's got to be a big confidence booster to see your defense make a play for you like that.
0-1, taking outside, evens a count of 1-1.
Ending of the flip side, you know, Salgado makes an even better play for the Mets, and Laura can't use that momentum to finish off the inning, giving up three runs instead. So it's just the way it's gone this week.
A one pitch, Vicencio socks at left field. That one going to fall foul. For a chance there, maybe it was going to go fair, but drifts a little too far left. So Carpenter threw four innings, three hits, one run, none earned, one walk, and four strikeouts. Just picked up his fifth against Biller.
Yeah, he's been good, and, you know, that's, you know, true lefties, facing lefties, starters has not been their forte this year. For a long time, the Mets had such a lefty-heavy lineup. It's a little less these days. You do have Biller and Salgado tonight.
Vicencio, after returning to the batter's box on that long foul ball, takes his time out behind 1-2. And Carpenter, only at 67 pitches, has been relatively efficient.
Yeah, they've let these guys go a little bit. The muscles have.
Here's the 1-2. Just inside, taken for a ball. This has been challenged by Jimenez, the Mighty Muscles catcher.
First one of the day, I believe. I think he might have won that.
He did.
I guess the challenge. Oh. I guess the challenge system works, by the way.
It does. Well, maybe it was the mic. Yeah, they just heard go a little crazy on the feedback. But a challenge win for Fort Myers. They're 1-0, and it overturns that into a strikeout. So back-to-back strikeouts for Carpenter here in the fifth. He's now up to six. And Sam Robertson at the plate. Takes a pitch low, ball one. So are we ever sure? Did they get the ABS system back up just in the nick of time here? What?
Not sure.
The world may never know.
Hard to imagine what else they could be talking about when you get two managers together, you get the GM together, there's no weather involved, and people are tapping their heads. So well, I think we, you know, deductive reasoning there, Jake. I think we were had to be close.
1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Now it's 1-2. Robertson fouls one off, stays alive. And so the Mets trailing by two runs and already getting late in the seven-inning game. Mets will not have time on their side. And after this fifth inning, just two innings remaining, and now Robertson swings and misses for strike three. How about that? Carpenter comes in and he strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go to the Mets. Carpenter on fire. Mets now trailing by two, going to the bottom of the fifth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, it has been all Fort Myers
since you took over.
Just had to sneak that one in there. Never gonna live this one.
That part's the same. That part stays the same.
Mets will try to turn it around. Only down two runs. Starting to get late as we start the bottom of the fifth. Bagnaiani at the plate.
It's like the eighth inning right now. Well, bottom of the seventh.
Lara returns to the mound for another inning of work. Pitch on the way. And swinging a drive right side. Down for a base hit. Fort Myers continues to get the offense going. Money with the single. And now going to the plate. The runner on first and no outs. Young 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Runners going. Lars pitch inside for a ball. The throw to second from Gutierrez is a good one, but not in time. He sneaks in there. And he's got a stolen base. Things feel like they are piling right now on the Mets after go down 1-2-3, all striking out, and now a single on a stolen base has put a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Big cut there from Young. This team is the count at 1-1. Lars sitting now, look to second, and the pitch fired inside and high. Two balls and a strike.
Yesterday, the Mets grabbed an early 2-0 lead, and Fort Myers ran off six unanswered runs. Tonight, it's three unanswered, and they are in good shape with Agbani out in second and nobody out.
2-1 pitch, bouncer right back to Lara. He's got it, looks to second now, throws to first. It's high and gets away from Salgado. Young headed to second, taking a turn at third as Agbani, he'll hold there. And another disastrous play for the Mets. Lara made a nice grab on that ball that bounced over his head, but made the grab, tried to throw to first after looking back the runner at second. The throw just too high, Salgado can't pull it in.
He did everything right. He judged the comebacker correctly. He checked the runner correctly, and he had a super easy throw. It was almost too easy, and he just lollipopped it to a point where Salgado couldn't save him. When it rains, it pours. He's walked two guys, he's throwing a wild pitch to bring in a run, and now he's committed a throwing error on a comebacker. Get it all out of the system now, I suppose. Next week, you don't want to be doing these things.
So runners on second and third with no outs. Pitch goes to the backstop. Nobody advanced, though. Gutierrez got to that ball pretty quickly.
Well, that was so wild that it hit the netting, and the netting trampolined it back. I don't know if that hits the dirt or the pad. It probably dies back there, but just threw it right back towards Gutierrez.
And it continues to pour after a wild pitch. Luckily, this time, though, does not bring home a run. So still a 3-1 game. Two runners on, no outs. This is McCombs at the plate. A 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's a count at 1-1.
Hey, you know, Lara came over from the Complex League, and he had a good reputation, but I think he pitched, you know, punching above his weight in those early St. Lucie games. And I got word that, you know, he was not throwing as hard or being this effective in the FCL as he was here.
1-1, fouled off.
But these last couple outings, maybe losing some of that early momentum. I think, you know, you go back to the Sunday game, Jake, you called at Palm Beach. He pitched four no-hit innings. The Mets took a no-hitter into the seventh.
1-2 pitch. This one comes in and it hits McCombs. It'll be a free pass down to first. The bases are now loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, so all of his walks now and the one hit by pitch have come with two strikes. Just that close to finishing these guys off, has not been able to do it. And you look at the score and the situation, and the Mets are thin at pitching right now, and Lara's going to have to stay out there and try to get out of this jam. And there's really no help coming would appear other than a mound visit.
Pitching coach Luis Alvarado out to the mound. In this inning, you had the single from Agbayani and then the error. Young able to reach, put two runners on, and then the hit by pitch down to McCombs. And the bases will be loaded with no outs. And Jimenez coming to the plate, who has reached first base twice on a walk. A lot of work to do for the Mets to try and keep this a two-run game. Well, last time the bases were loaded, the Mets came back and were able to get a strikeout and a big pop-out on a nice play from A.J. Salgado. Not able to finish off to get that third out before Fort Myers did take the lead.
And from a Fort Myers perspective, you got your cleanup hitter at the plate. You're saying, we're going for the kill right here. And we're looking for a big hit. And they got the Mets on the ropes. Well, they couldn't hold the two-run lead in the eighth inning on Wednesday. This is a chance to break it wide open.
Jimenez has had a really good eye at the plate in this game. Two walks. First pitch from Lara. Swings and fouls it off. This one into the Fort Myers dugout.
Yeah, that's interesting. You got your big cleanup hitter up there, and what does he do? He tries to punch one on the ground to the opposite field.
With Lara ahead, 0-1. Kicks and deals. Fired way too far outside. Nice grab by Gutierrez. The count of 1-1. And that's part of the other problem for the Mets is these pitches that are missing are also just very uncompetitive. Nowhere close to the strike zone. At least if you're missing close, you can still keep a hitter on edge. 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. So once again, Lara ahead, 1-2. Trying this time around to put away Jimenez. This is a spot that he struggled in this game. Really all Mets pitchers have. Fires the 1-2. Swing, and this one hit in the air. Right field racing over is Guzman. He's there. He makes the grab on the warning track. Runners will tag from second and third. They are in to score. Fort Myers has taken a 4-1 lead.
We don't know how this game is going to turn out, but Randy Guzman might have saved any chance the Mets have. This was not the most cleanest route run. It looked like he might get lost out there, and he did stick his glove out at the very last moment and catch it on the warning track. A good thing Randy has got those long limbs. Just a sack fly. And that thing could very well have hit the dirt, bounced over, two-run double. And Fort Myers set up for a lot more, but instead it's a run scoring out, but the one that the Mets will have to swallow.
Runners on the corners now. Beltre at the plate. Runner's going to go. Pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second bounced in. And a stolen base for Fort Myers. Now put runners back on second and third.
That was a nice job by Voigt to basically body that ball. You know, one hopper, if it gets by him, the runner on third, Quentin Young, could have jogged on home. Young never raced home on the throw, and he probably would score easily just because it was a bouncer and Mitch just had to try to block it.
0-1 pitch, bouncer right to Jimenez. He's going to go home with the throw in time and tagged out at the plate.
All right, good job by Jimenez. On contact, Young ran home. A good strong throw, tailed right into Diverson, who got the tag down right in the inner thigh there before the leg hit the plate. No controversy on the call. So this is a situation, bases loaded, no outs, one run in. And that's it so far. And Lara's got a chance to have a better finish to this inning than he did the last one.
Beltre, who leads, gets out on the fielder's choice. Runners on first and second. Sprock at the plate takes his pitch for a strike. He's 0-2. Now down to a double play and struck out looking in the fourth. Lara looked to second. Now the 0-1 home. Fired too far low. Count even at 1-1. No question, if the Mets can get out of this with just the one run score, it would be a win for them, all things considered. at least give their offense a chance to get back in this game. Hopping around at second base, pitch comes home, it's in for a strike.
It's the kind of escape job that leads you to believe that you can come back and win the game.
Count now 1-2. Lara again ahead here on Sprock. Pitch home, fired high. Gutierrez has to reach up, make that grab. His mask came off in the process. It saves another potential wild pitch. And just some of these pitches just have not been close. Gutierrez getting a workout behind home plate. 2-2, this one on the ground, bouncing off Robertson. Steps now, throws to first after the recovery, but it pulls Salgado off the bag. Everybody is safe.
Well, that was a shot, and it was a good job by Robertson to block it with his body, keep it on the infield, and it would have been just icing on the cake if he had completed the throw. So good job by Salgado not to just try to reach from first base and make the catch, but to come off the bag, greet the ball, and it's going to load the bases again, but it saved a run. 100 miles an hour off the bat. It's a hit for Sprock.
So still an opportunity for St. Lucie to get out of this inning with just the run scored. Bouncing ground ball. This one is foul.
Well, went a long way foul. Right out to short. Off the foot.
J.P. Smith the second 0 for 2. Fouls that one off his foot. It really did take a hard ricochet. And seeing the replay on our TV up here in the booth, it did hit off his foot. It's the right call. Arset, he'll fire the 0-1. This is high. Now, this has been the story where we've had lots of first pitch strikes from Lara, often getting ahead to two strikes, but has not been able to finish any batter off. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Timeout taken by Smith the second. Lara one pitch away from preventing a big inning. 1-2. This is low. Count now even at 2-2. And you're almost getting deja vu with the way this has gone. Lara again ahead of 1-2. Now the count even. Bases loaded. 4-1 lead for Fort Myers. Swing and a ground ball. This one picked up by Robertson. He'll step right on third for the out. So after all that, the Mets successfully are only able to give up just the one run. They trail by three.
We're
on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile. And we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Myers leads St. Lucie 4-1 as we start the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. Shortened since we started after 9 p.m. due to league rules. The Mets a few less outs to work with as they try to come back, and fortunately for the Mets, they're going to face a new pitcher. Carpenter, the starter, goes 5 innings, and he's replaced by a righty, Merritt Jones, a 14th round draft pick out of the University of Utah back in July by the Minnesota Twins. And it will be the top of the lineup. Mitch Voit and Trey Snyder, who had consecutive singles in the third. Mets have not had a base runner since. And here's Voit skying one to right field, and Beltre jogging towards it, makes the catch up in the lights, and it's a one pitch out. That's 8 straight retired since that double play ball hit into foul ground by Jimenez. You go back to that, Mets had second and third. No outs, or one out rather. A hit, you're thinking, oh, 3-0 lead and maybe off to the races. But that double play changed the game as the aforementioned Snyder takes a first pitch changeup for a strike. The pitch, it's a ground ball gloved on a comebacker by Jones, and he flips to first. Good reach. A couple of quick ones. The Mets are going down quietly. 9 straight retired. Final pitching line for Carpenter. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was unearned back in the second inning. 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. Some really good starts by Mighty Muscles pitchers. They've done a really good job of not walking batters. As this pitch is a bunt foul by Jimenez. Yesterday's starter, Becerra, despite giving up 2 runs and 3 batters to start the game, no walks. Eli Jones, 5 2/3 shutout on Wednesday, 2 walks. Starter Michael Ross on Tuesday, 5 innings, 4 runs. He was the pitcher of record trying to get a win when he left, only 2 walks. So there you go. They're throwing strikes, getting outs. Pitches up and in. A 1-1 pitch, up and in again. Check swing, though, on appeal, did not go. Jimenez tonight a walk in that foul-out double play with Voit throwing out at home. That's his night. 2-1. Jones the pitch. Swung through and missed. Big uppercut swing on a changeup. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Merritt Jones listed 6'4", 200 pounds, 22 years old, from American Fork, Utah. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball goes high. It's a full count. And this is his first career game. We saw yesterday Michael Hilker in his first pro game pitch 2 perfect innings and get the win. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back. Crowd has thinned out here. Almost 10:45 on the East Coast. 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled away one more time. A near 2-hour delayed start to this one. I did look up the forecast. Tomorrow and Sunday at scheduled first pitch time, 15% chance of rain.
Yeah, 15%.
And it looks mostly overcast those days, which would tell you that it's not going to be severe weather. Hopefully no more lightning. 3-2 pitch again, and it's a line drive, and it eats up the third baseman Young into left field. And a caught flat-footed, stuck the glove out to his left, hit off the heel, and kick in the outfield grass. This should be a hit for Jimenez.
Now batting for the Mets, number 44, Randy Guzman.
Randy Guzman comes up next. It is indeed a hit. Exit velo at 95.3 miles per hour, just past the hard hit number. Now Guzman has struck out twice tonight, trying for a hit in all 4 games this week. Pickoff throw, and it's a bad one. Good stop by Smith at first base. And both he and Jimenez slow to get up. This game, the only one going in the league. We had one cancellation, Tampa and Clearwater. They won't play a doubleheader, and Smith is still down, trying to walk it off, but he will be tended to by his manager and trainer. Clearwater clinched the FSL West second playoff spot yesterday. They could still win the division, but if not, they'll be the wild card. Lakeland beat Braden near Jupiter today. I think Lakeland is one more win or one more Clearwater loss away from clinching the second half title out West. So that's the playoff matchup. It'll be Lakeland at Clearwater on Tuesday, and then Clearwater at Lakeland on Thursday and Friday if necessary. Daytona saw the end of its five-game winning streak today as Palm Beach beat Daytona 12-7 at the Dean. And Daytona has now posted a better record than St. Lucie since the start of August. Two teams last met in early August. The Mets took 3 out of 4. Daytona was playing well going into that series, and the Mets won it anyways. They've owned the season series, but everything's back on the table next week. We're ready to resume. Smith is okay to stay in the game. The pitch home is low to Guzman for ball one. 4-1, Mighty Muscles lead. Runner on first, two outs. In the top of the sixth, Mets running out of outs here. And the offense did the 11-run outburst on Tuesday. It's not done a whole lot against these Muscles pitchers. Fastball hits the corner. Two runs on Wednesday, three runs yesterday, one run today. Still time left. Jones set the 1-1 pitch, a ground ball foul. We'll say this about the matchup here. The Mets facing a team in Fort Myers they have not seen before, facing these college arms, have been around for most, if not all, the season. And it looks like a bad matchup at this point. But the Mets are going to face a team in Daytona next week very familiar with. Pitch is low for a ball. The Mets feel like they have, after playing Daytona for 30 times and a lot of the same pitchers on that Daytona pitching staff, I think that they have a good idea of how to approach it, more so than the unknown of these Fort Myers pitchers. Does that give you hope, Jake? Pitch is flowing deep right field by Guzman, but Beltre has a beat on it. He makes the catch. And that will retire the side. You'll get Jake's opinion on the matter when we come back in the bottom of the sixth as the Mets strand a runner in their half.
We are so excited to announce that the Floormeisters are celebrating our
10-year anniversary. Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, the Mighty Muscles know their lead in the last inning will be at least three runs. They're going to try to add to it. And for Joel Lara, he's back out there. It's been a bad outing for him to this point. Two innings, 50 pitches. four hits. He's walked two. He's hit a batter. He's throwing a run-scoring wild pitch. He's made a throwing error. Four runs, three earned. But can he finish on a positive note here facing Brian Acuna to lead it off? And did he hit him? Close. Ball one is called. No hit by pitch. Well, Acuna's older brother, Luis Angel, saved the Mets bacon tonight, didn't he? He watched the Mets-Reds game. Great play to end it up there in Cincinnati. And a great running catch on a ground ball and a sharp throw to the bag. And Diaz covers. Bases left loaded. And the Mets win by one run. Challenged pitch by Acuna, and he is correct. It's just our second challenge tonight, both by the Mighty Muscles and both wins. One catching, now one hitting. So Luis Angel Acuna for New York. I know he's been up and down on the train to Syracuse. But certainly a useful player as this pitch is called the ball and now challenged by Gutierrez. He thought it was in the strike zone. Back-to-back challenges after only one prior in the whole game. It's a ball. Correctly called by Cameron Jones, and the Mets lose a challenge. They're down to one. That's by 0.5 inches, it looks like. But, Acuna provides some versatility for New York. And defensively, he ended the game tonight. 3-0 pitch coming. Breaking ball, that one bends in for a strike.
Oh, Adam, before we went to break, you asked me about my opinion on if that gives me more confidence. You should know better. I have the utmost tough confidence that this team is going to pull through and make a run at this championship.
There's a slider for a strike.
The question should be, does it give you more confidence? I think it should.
I'm nervous in general. So when I was asked the other day, are you nervous for the playoffs, by a coaching staff member, I said yes. There's a swing and a miss on a slider. Acuna strikes out. How about that for Lara? Falls behind 3-0 and rips off three straight strikes for the strikeout. I always take a cautious approach with these things. Try not to think negatively. Try not to get too over my skis excited either to avoid the... And I'm going to be honest with you, Jake. I got here to St. Lucie. I've been around too long. Since 2014. Mets did not win a playoff game with me as the broadcaster until 2022. So the team has won six championships in its history, going back to 1988. A couple of those were early. As this ball is flown into right field, Guzman on the run, he'll spear it to retire Doherty, two up, two down. But the track record in the playoffs since 2006 for St. Lucie has not been good. They had the 4-0 sweep to win it all in 2022, but outside of that, I think they'd only won one playoff game between 2007 and 2021.
No time like the present.
You're right. They got to make up for lost time.
Well, me and you are just polar opposites. You are cautiously optimistic.
I am. I mean, the Mets, let's face it, they've been the best team for a long time in the league and certainly in the East. This pitch is fouled away, and the bat goes flying the other direction. And Agbayani will have to go maybe get some rosin on that thing, or pine tar, rather. Looks like he will get that. But it's just such a crapshoot being a best out of three, and you're starting with game one on the road. And I know the Mets have been road warriors, but still something about going to that ballpark against a red-hot Daytona team. It's going to be tough. I don't think anybody thinks this is going to be an easy task. 0-2 pitch, a check swing foul. But, I mean, we've seen, you look at the National League the last few years. The Mets, the sixth seed, the last team to get in. They get to the brink of the World Series. The year before, the Diamondbacks, last team to get in. They go to the World Series. The year before that, Phillies, last team to get in the playoffs. They go to the World Series. So, you know, teams can come from down in the standings, just get in. And I'm sure that's what Daytona's thinking. Forget the regular season records. Just get in and get hot and go. So at the best of three is probably the scariest part of all. A 1-2 pitch is low. And then you have the mix of the last couple weeks. And the Mets offense has hit some dry spells. The pitching has started to walk guys. You know, these are all things that, you know, make you nervous. They make me nervous, Jake. Well, I'm nervous.
And it's understandable because you're right. You know, a team gets hot at the right time. They make a run and they can really come out of nowhere and win a championship like that. But with that all said, I'm already.
You go back to 2022. If you power rank the four teams that made the FSO playoffs, the Mets are probably fourth. And they blew away the opposition in the playoffs. You just really have no idea what's going to happen. Swing and a miss, and Joel Lahr will stalk off the mound after striking out Bruin Agbayani. What a bounce-back inning for him. That's more like it. Three batters, three outs, two strikeouts. We're through six innings of a seven-inning game. The Mets are down to their last three outs when we come back, trailing 4-1.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
In the top of the seventh, which is really the top of the ninth, this seven-inning game that started at 9:03. Last three games ending at 10:08 Eastern, 10:04 Eastern, and 9:58 Eastern. Today we're almost at 11 p.m. I got the bedtime alert about 20 minutes ago. We are a long way from bedtime. We got post-game recaps. We got to get out of here. Drive back to the hotel. Jake's got to eat.
I do have to eat.
I might have to eat, too. Almost breakfast time. I had a nice trip to Sanibel Island planned tomorrow morning. I might have to just bag that. Need some rest.
Yeah, late night at the ballpark.
A.J. Salgado will lead off for the Mets. Can they come back? As he swings and misses at a changeup from Merritt Jones, going for the six-out save. Protect a three-run lead. Sam Rochard of the Muscles did that last night. Final two innings scoreless to hold the 6-3 advantage. Salgado takes this one inside. So Michael Carpenter, the lefty starter, is in line for the win. He's been around all season. He's 0-6. Chance to get the win in his final game. And I've said this all week, for these Muscles pitchers, especially now, as Salgado flies one into left center, racing in is Sprock. He'll back up and make the catch. For these Fort Myers pitchers, especially now, this is it. They're not going to pitch again this season. So they're going to have to own whatever they do out there until they start minor league seasons in 2026. So they're all, you know, finishing with a flurry here. Now their season's done. It's been done. They've known that for quite some time now, especially going back to that 13-game losing streak back in August, and, playing their best baseball probably of the season. And the Mets, you could say, over these last three games, you know, some of their worst, to be quite frank. And they're staring down the barrel of a three-game losing streak for just the second time this half as Gutierrez fouls one away. I think the weekend will be pretty important. Tomorrow especially. I don't want to keep harping on 2022, but that's what we have to go on. The Mets played Fort Myers here at the end of the 2022 regular season, final week. They didn't play that great during the week. There was a lot of rain. They swept a Saturday doubleheader. as this ball is flowing towards Beltre and Wright. Another chance to make an impressive play, but this one lands against the tarp foul. But the Mets swept the Saturday doubleheader on the penultimate day of the regular season. And talking to the manager at the time, Robbie Robinson, after the season was over, he said, that was the day. He said, that was the day I knew we were going to do it. We came out. We wanted to play well that day. I didn't want to play well every day, but that was the one that really, hey, let's play sharp. Let's win the day, get some momentum. And they did. And the Sunday finale was kind of a punt day. They didn't use a top pitcher as this ball is flown into center by Gutierrez. McCombs reads it and catches it, two outs. So we'll see tomorrow as the Mets are down to their final out tonight if they can avoid what appears to be a imminent four-game losing streak. So this one's going to head to three.
There's no question you want to go into the postseason on your best note. If that, at the very least, means winning the last game of the regular season, that's what the Mets will have to do.
Or winning tomorrow, and we'll see what happens Sunday. But they can't come back tonight. You want to win one of those games on Saturday and Sunday just to say, all right, we're not going into the playoffs, you know, with this sour taste in our mouths after a really good regular season. Swing and a miss by Biller, and it's 0-2. And I do think the familiarity is going to help with Daytona. But it also, it's going to be about, you know, good approaches at the plate and pitchers throwing strikes. That's what it's really going to come down to as this one goes to the backstop. If the Mets are chasing at the plate and are not throwing strikes in the mound, then it really doesn't matter who the opponent is.
Well, and you don't really want to use it as an excuse, but we saw this now both times after the Mets have clinched the first and second half, where they kind of, you know, stopped playing their best baseball for a little bit and then eventually turned it back on. Again, you'd like to end the regular season on the best of notes that you can here for the last two games, but I have no doubt that the Mets can turn it on if they need to once they get into the postseason.
2-2 pitch, and it's up and away to Biller. Or rather, yes, Biller. And he is looking for his first hit tonight. The 3-2. It swung on and missed. Jones strikes out Biller, and that'll do it. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles have just defeated the St. Lucie Mets for the third straight day. A 4-1 seven-inning game shortened due to the late start time. It's three straight days where the Mets don't produce much on offense, just six runs in the last three games combined. And again, the walks were an issue on the mound. And Fort Myers musters just four hits but takes advantage of the walks. It was the two-run single by Ian Doherty with two outs in the fourth inning. Joel Lara had second and third, no outs. He came so close to getting out of it, but Doherty hit that 1-0 pitch into center field. Fort Myers had the 2-1 lead. And then Carpenter and Jones were able to lock it down. A two-man effort on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Winning pitcher tonight, Michael Carpenter, his first and only win of the season. Losing pitcher, Joel Lara, his first loss of the season. And Merritt Jones picks up the save in his pro debut. Fort Myers will improve to 52-72 overall. They are now 25-35 in the second half. The Mets will drop to 76-53 overall, 42-22 in the second half. Just two games to go in the regular season. We will see if the Mets can pick up the pace over the weekend. And they would like to avoid a four-game losing streak, something they have not had in this second half. Fireworks about to be shut off here at Hammond Stadium. It's been a long night for us, a long night for you. We're going to sign off now. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 5:55 p.m. Eastern Time, for a 6:05 first pitch. Please join us for the penultimate game of the regular season on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Once again, your final score from Hammond Stadium, Muscles 4, Mets 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.